This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and China clashed in rare talks Friday as U.S. President Joe Biden made his international debut at the G7 summit, with his administration pressing Beijing on COVID, Taiwan, and human rights. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, joining Biden at the Summit of Industrial Democracies in Britain, also spoke by telephone with senior Chinese official Yang Jiechi, their first talk since a heated in-person encounter in Alaska in March. As Biden uses his first presidential trip abroad to unveil a massive plan to buy and distribute 500 million COVID vaccine doses around the world, Blinken is renewing U.S. pressure on China over the origins of the pandemic that has killed more than 3.7 million people, according to the State Department. Blinken, quote, stressed the importance of cooperation and transparency regarding the origin of the virus, including allowing World Health Organization experts back into China, according to State Department spokesman Ned Price. Top Senate Democrats on Friday demanded two former U.S. attorneys general testify about reportedly using court orders to obtain phone records of members of Congress, while a White House official criticized the actions as, quote, appalling. Former President Donald Trump's Justice Department subpoenaed tech giant Apple for data from the accounts for at least two Democrats on the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee, attempting to find out who was behind leaks of classified information, the New York Times reported Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Dick Durbin said Trump-era Attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions should be subpoenaed if necessary to compel them to testify to the Senate Judiciary Committee about the secret seizure of data, calling it a gross abuse of power. The Justice Department's internal watchdog will probe the efforts, an official said on Friday. This is VOA News.